WTAW News Time is 7:04, 68 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The city of Bryan has announced receiving nearly $4 million in grants from the Texas Department of Transportation. That will be combined with more than $1.5 million from city sources for two projects that could be under construction as early as the end of next year. One is the first phase of a hike and bike path along South College from Hensel Park to Brookside, a bike lane along Cabot from Brookside to Villa Maria, and sidewalks along College from Brookside to Villa Maria. The second project is installing streetlights along Boonville Road from the freeway to Harvey Road. For the next year, Bryan residents and business people are invited to participate in the process of determining the city's future development plans. An online survey has been created as part of the data being collected by consultants for the city. The project manager, Wendy Chabay, sees two key things happening in Bryan over the next 25 years. One is addressing growth outside Bryan's current city limits. She says that has to be balanced with improvements inside the city limits.
And it's building your existing neighborhoods. It's building your existing corridors. It's revitalization within your existing core.
The consultant was hired to create three plans. In addition to Bryan's overall development, there will be a master plan for city parks, and there will be a subplan for the area around Blinn College's new West Campus at FM 2818 and Leonard Road. A link to the online survey is on our website at WTAW.com. There's a new leader of the St. Joseph Health System. Parent company Catholic Health Initiatives has announced Rick Napper as St. Joseph's market president. Napper will oversee the system's five hospitals, two long-term care facilities, more than 20 clinics, and 100 employed providers. Napper, who starts November 2nd, moves to Bryan from CHI's hospital system in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Saturday marks the third Texas A&M home football game of the season. College Station Mayor Nancy Berry says enforcement will continue for those who park illegally, with an emphasis continuing in residential neighborhoods.
Code enforcement is out walking south side and keeping people off of the yards. And when they talk to the people who live at the house and saying that, you know, it's against code to have cars parked in the yard, they've been very amenable to that, and there hasn't been pushback.
The mayor says the new location of the Get to the Grid shuttle bus between Momentum Plaza and Kyle Field has been going well. Texas A&M officials have signed a license agreement with the Turf Grass Producers of Texas for a new variety of St. Augustine grass. State Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller says Tamstar was tested at seven locations.
It has shown superior drought tolerance, and that's important. It's highly resistant to gray leaf spot and St. Augustine decline, two devastating diseases to St. Augustine.
Tamstar, which was rated the top performer in a five-state evaluation program, will be available starting next spring. As expected, Congress kept the federal government in business for another 2.5 months. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says the House version of a continuing resolution included a few conditions.
We're going to vote on something today called an enrollment correction that says, okay, we approve the CR, but we approve it with the following things in as part of it. Stopping the Iranian deal, or stopping the lifting of the sanctions against Iran, stopping funding for abortion, and a couple of other policy riders. And that'll go back to the Senate, and we'll see what happens then.
The continuing resolution is proposed to fund the government through December 11th. WTAW News Time is 7:08. It's 68 degrees. We'll have more news for you coming up at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Every doctor in every field of medicine wants to be a patient's first choice. Every health and wellness professional wants to be a patient's first choice. To make this happen, you first need a partner capable of delivering a powerful marketing message. That partner is Brazos Wellness Magazine, a local publication filled exclusively with local articles. For more information about Brazos Wellness Magazine, contact Bryan Broadcast or email sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
Skyline Communications presents Two-Way Radio for Business and Industry. Forget the brick radios of the past. Our full-featured units are lighter and smaller. Your cell phone can even access your radio fleet. Skyline Communications, Two-Way Radio, a better way.
In conjunction with the 13th Annual Surviving and Thriving Lunch, brought to you by the Texas A&M Health Science Center, featuring Joan London, sponsored by Kay and Britt Rice, Pink Alliance is excited that October 8th has been declared Paint the Town Pink Day. Please join us in promoting breast cancer awareness and prevention by painting the town pink. Wear your pink attire and stop by one of the participating restaurants, and 10% of your bill will be donated to Pink Alliance. For more information, please visit our website at pinkalliance.org.
Good morning, it's 7:09. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast, it's brought to you this morning by the folks at United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Sunshine, we're going to see quite a bit of that across the area today, and we're also going to see a trend towards cooler temperatures the next several days, courtesy of high pressure to our north. Highs will be 85 to 90 today. Clear to partly cloudy tonight, 60 to 65. Sunshine tomorrow, 80 to 85. Clear for the high school football games tomorrow night, and it's cooler, 55 to 60. It'll be sunny Saturday, a very nice day. Highs 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with number 14, Texas A&M, readying itself for number 21, Mississippi State. We'll hear from defensive coordinator John Chavis. Also, A&M volleyball get back to 1-1 in Southeastern Conference play last night. Rangers and Stros were in action, as well as the National Soccer Hall of Fame moving here in Texas, which is kind of odd. All that and more coming up in sports at 7:50.
If you're a parent and you're miserable, you're not alone. We'll tell you about that in a few minutes. In the meantime, this story actually came out earlier this month. It hit USA Today, so it's in the national news.
So it's officially official story now?
Sure, yeah, exactly. Anyway, we had it back early September because it was a group of folks at Texas A&M doing research, talking about veggies. Kids don't eat veggies. Now, how are you going to make a kid eat veggies? Because that's, you know, that's a problem that all parents have.
Rabbit and bacon.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
No, actually, well, here's the deal. Dr. Earl Capps and his group at A&M said...
He's a good guy.
Yeah,
I like him.
Yeah, he is. Rather than trying to convince your kiddo that Spider-Man got strong because he eats green beans... You are supposed to pair the veggies with other foods they don't like that much.
Oh,
Better by comparison.
I was going to say,
exactly.
To make all things relative.
Exactly. 9 out of 10 kids don't eat enough veggies, according to the story that was published in USA Today in the Washington Post. And the problem of wasted veggies is only getting worse since the National School Lunch Program started requiring veggies on every plate.
And they just go, yeah, you can't make me eat them.
That's right. After looking at, I love this, plate waste data. That's the garbage, it's junk they throw away. It's food they throw away off their plates, okay? 8,500 elementary school students researched, discovered that veggie waste increases with popular entrees when you got nuggets.
Ah.
I'm not calling them chicken nuggets. I'm just calling them nuggets. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Yeah, because we don't need to be getting into that. But whether it's burgers or nuggets or something like that, and it decreases with entrees that kids don't like as much, like deli sliders.
Hmm.
Now, Dr. Capps' quote, our study shows that optimizing entree-vegetable pairings in school results in more vegetables being eaten.
Hmm.
So there. Just letting you know, that's how you do it. And why would you not be able to do that at home? Could you do the same thing?
I remember the vegetables being exceedingly bland. And I don't just mean undersalted, because you could add a little bit of salt. But they just no herbs or spices or anything.
Okay, so in other words, we should have a squeeze bottle of hollandaise sauce? Is that what we do?
I don't know what the answer is. Because if you make it too seasoned, kids don't like that too. I don't know.
You know, Tony Chashery works pretty well.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
That's kind of a fix-all for almost anything.
Yeah, that could work. So anyway.
I put that on pizza even.
Oh, yeah. It works on donuts, too.
No. Oh, man.
Okay, Brian brought me a joke. I just want to let you know.
Oh, that it's not yours?
Yeah.
So if it's worse than normal?
This is going to be miserable.
Now, if you listen to Something You Should Know today, they talked about depression.
Okay.
Everybody feels that. That happens from time to time. He said, did you know why the archaeologist was depressed?
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
Why was the archaeologist depressed?
Spent his life in ruins. Or his life was in ruins. His life was in ruins. Say that to say this. A shipwreck that dates back to the time of Caesar, still providing archaeologists with a wealth of treasures in the waters off an island near Greece. Shipwreck that's named after the island where it was found, which is the Antikythera, I think, is believed to have sunk back in 65 B.C., first discovered by a fisherman back in 1900. But it seems to have a bottomless hull of artifacts that researchers believe were intended for the ancient Greeks' wealthiest citizens. Most recent expedition, according to NBC News, yielded a chair arm made of bronze, possibly from a throne, a piece from a Greek board game. Was it a clue? Monopoly? What were they playing back then? An intact jug and a vase? Also pieces from a statue, piece of a bone flute. Since it was first discovered, researchers have brought up numerous luxury items, including 36 marble statues.
Wow.
It's a big boat.
Yeah, no kidding.
Of the heroes and gods. They also recovered skeletons from the crew and the passengers and the astronomical calendar that could help them find the position of the heavenly bodies like Mercury, Venus, and Mars. The calendar remains the most complex ancient item that has ever been found.
Neat.
Yeah.
So if they played Monopoly, the boot obviously would be like the sandal thing.
Yeah, I think that'd probably work.
Would the car be a chariot?
Top hat wouldn't happen.
Yeah, maybe that Roman gladiator helmet fuzzy thing.
The gladius. Yeah, that's a sword.
Yeah. Anyway, let's see. Donald Trump just wants you to know he went to People Magazine, gave him a little peek into his life on the 66th floor penthouse.
Spoiler, it was awesome.
Yeah. The Donald reveals that he's a lot like most of us.
Oh, never mind.
No, he's not. No, he's not.
Just more gilded things.
Oh, yeah. Regrets that he doesn't have enough time to spend with his family. But they get how important his run for the presidency is. Oh, like he was sitting around watching reruns of Oprah before this, okay? My thought is he was probably otherwise engaged. Anyway, his wife, Melania, is that her name? Melania? Anyway, says his...
Mrs. Trump?
Yeah. Says her better half is who he is. Oh, yeah. And tells the magazine, you can't change people, and urges us to let them be the way they are.
I mean, I wouldn't want to upset the gravy train either.
That's what I was going to say. I mean, you talk about quiet... Yeah, she probably doesn't have anything she wants to say.
Yes, dear.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, if you want to be one of those people who's that rich, you're going to have to wait till the jackpot goes up again. We had one winning ticket last night. $310.5 million.
I wonder who got their life ruined.
Yeah, really. Gas station in Three Rivers, Michigan. The winning numbers, and again, they always give them to you. Well, who cares? Anyway, there were also $2 million match five winner in Rhode Island, $1 million match five winners in California, Connecticut, Nebraska, Wisconsin, played in 44 states. In February, there was a $564 million prize. That's the biggest prize ever, and that was won by a woman.
It was won by not us.
Yeah.
Wonder how much real estate in Detroit that could pick up.
Oh, you could buy Detroit.
Yeah, I was going to say, you might have the whole town. I'll take it from this border to this border. You can keep that part over there to yourself. Okay. Things you don't really need to buy. Things you don't really need to buy. This from Cheapism.
I like the name of that already.
I do. Pretty interesting.
Seems like the list of things you need to buy would be shorter. But let's go.
Sure. All right. A landline. Okay. Living on a budget means cutting the cord.
Okay.
Enhanced 911 are now standard on most mobile devices, so emergency calls will probably go through. But I've still got a landline.
I mean, I think if you buy a $10 handset and plug it into the wall, they have to come hook it up.
Is that so you can get internet, Scott?
Sure. Yeah, exactly. So you can get internet. Boy, dial-up is outstanding, right? All those little noises.
I had to. Sorry. It was there.
But think about that. I mean, you know, that's a really interesting situation that so many folks don't anymore. Pizza gadgets. The cutting shears, the forks, the mini slicers, all that kind of stuff. You still need an oven, okay? You still need an oven. Toaster oven does not work.
Yeah, it does.
Reheating.
This is what they say. I'm not going to defend them.
Had a toaster oven pizza for dinner last night. It was fine.
Okay. Yeah.
Identity theft insurance.
Hmm.
Credit monitoring and fraud insurance sounds like a good idea. So good that your bank and your credit card company probably already doing that at no additional fee.
Uh-huh.
Don't know. May not catch it fast enough, right? Number seven, baby shoes. Yes, they're adorable, but remember, they don't walk. GPS. And GPS, yeah, I mean, you talk about that. Garvin, is that the name of the company?
Garmin.
Garmin. Yeah. Whatever happened to Garmin? Are they still around? Are they still doing stuff?
I still see it in people's cars.
And they have, handhelds. For folks that like hike and need specific
data
points and stuff like that.
DVDs and CDs.
Yeah.
One of these babies will set you back more than an entire month of Netflix, Amazon Prime, Hulu, Spotify, Rhapsody, or Google Play. Pick your poison. Number four, lottery tickets.
Uh-oh.
There you go.
State of Texas, you think like this.
Yeah, you like the idea, maybe kicking back and drinking Mai Tais for the rest of your life, and that sounds delightful, but it's highly improbable. You have better odds of being A, crushed by a vending machine. B, becoming president of the United States. C, being attacked by a shark. Or D, love this, giving birth to conjoined twins.
Holy cow, I think I'd rather have the lottery ticket.
Yeah, if those are my choices, I'd be the one to go with. Number three, individual magazines. The glossy covers of your favorite actors or whatever are tempting, but they are very expensive. Opt out for a subscription, which goes for about one-fifth the price of your supermarket issue. Number two, formal wear. Very few people need that head-turning gown or tuxedo. That's why that rental option's been popular for decades. And the number one on the cheapism list of things you don't really need to buy, sandwich makers. Your panini maker, your quesadilla maker, they're all hyped up versions basically of your grilled cheese sandwich.
Yep.
Which is, you know,
I remember those growing up and I liked them a lot. They were a little different than coming off the griddle, but my mom actually uses it. She still tries to source one every time the old one burns out.
Yeah.
She uses it to reheat stuff.
Oh.
It heats from both sides.
Yeah, of course. It works
and
faster.
It's contact heat instead of that microwave heat, which is weird.
Sure. Hello.
Yeah, I can tell you one thing not to do with a toaster oven.
Okay.
One place, or actually where I work now, and I'm not going to mention the name because I don't want to get in trouble. Two of our employees decided they were going to try to use the toaster oven to melt crayons. Big mistake.
Oh. Welcome
to Subway. What can I make for you?
I want to mix things up a bit.
Then you'll love our new Korean barbecue pulled pork. Slow-cooked pulled pork tossed in our sweet and spicy soy barbecue sauce made with authentic Korean peppers and spices. Amazingly, just 400 calories.
I gotta try that.
Coming right up. Our new Subway Korean barbecue pulled pork won't be here long, so try one today. Subway. Eat fresh.
Limited time only. Participating restaurants. Calories refer to regular 6-inch subs on white or 9-grain wheat bread prepared to standard formula. Visit Subway.com for full nutritional information.
At TIAA CREF, our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014? Same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom, more impressive results. That's the kind of record you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Intelligent investing, powerful results. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. Investing involves risk.
Come on down to Hilco, come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hilco. Hilco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel, and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hilco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hilco, just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6 to see all their color and profile options, or call 936-825-5050.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hilcosupply.com.
Good morning, 723, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Okay, here we go. University of Western Ontario and Max Planck Institute for Demographic Research says parents are miserable. Parents are miserable. Well, it depends on what day it is, you know? It depends on what happened. What'd your kid do?
It's like the hee-haw song.
Yeah. Pain. To, yeah. We're not singing.
No, I'm not going.
Okay. They wanted to figure out why some families decide to stop having any other children beyond the first. So they analyzed data from a German survey that covered more than 20,000 people across the country and tracked their reported well-being from 3 years before having kids to at least 2 years after that first child was born. They found that people are usually pretty happy before having kids, and that happiness goes up when anticipating the birth of their first child, stays high during the first year that first child is born. After that, they say everything pretty well goes downhill. 30% of the parents stayed at the same level of happiness, but on a 1 to 10 scale, about a third of the parents had a 1 unit drop in their happiness units. 20% of them had a 2 unit drop, and 17% of them had a 3 unit drop. Now, you compare that to your actual sad life events like unemployment or death of a partner, those usually drop 1. Divorce is 0.6, and on average, parenthood, a whopping 1.4 unit fall in happiness. So that's why you're not happy. But see, there's so many things about it. Yeah, and they have, look.
If you break down happy into units, there's a problem.
Well, there is. Well, and my other problem is here is that there's no counter to this, okay? Because our kids do things that bring us joy as well. Divorce generally doesn't bring you joy. Death of your partner doesn't bring you joy. Unemployment doesn't bring you joy. So there's no counter to that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it can be lower. Yeah, you can get down in the dumps because your kid disappoints you or does something you wish they wouldn't do over and over. But you have to understand there's a plus side to it, too. So, again, be nice to know who the people were who were doing that. Oh, great, ladies.
Hey, ladies.
Don't they tell you calcium's good for you?
Oh, yeah,
that's what they say.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, well, no, extra calcium supplements may not be helping your bones after all. Researchers who analyzed more than 100 previous studies, they analyzed the studies. CBS News found there is no proof that calcium supplements strengthen older bones or prevents fractures. Ruh-roh.
Well, I've always heard you need to take it with citrus. You can't just have the calcium by itself.
Oh, okay. Well, there's another gig that Fred Thompson's going to lose then. All right, 726, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder and 2015 Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com. Pretty nice weather out there. We may make 90 today, and at least that'll be the last day for a few that will even crack 90 degrees. Our low temperature tonight should be pretty nice at 61, but we're talking Friday, Saturday, and Sunday right around 82. Lows tomorrow night, 55. Saturday night, 58. So that's nice. Anyhow, sunshine, that's the only thing. We could still obviously use some rain. Right now the winds are out of the north at 9 miles an hour, 76% relative humidity. We have fair skies, and we have 70 degrees out there.
At Brazos Valley Floor & Design, when we make a promise, we keep it. That's why we offer the best warranties in the business, including a no-questions-asked guarantee.
We know a flooring purchase is a big deal, and we want you to be completely satisfied.
We can do that because we have the most experience around and over 1 million square feet of inventory to choose from. At Brazos Valley Floor & Design, we offer the largest selection at the best prices.
And that's a promise.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
An economist wrote a piece in the Washington Times recently explaining how the economic center of gravity in our country is changing. The upshot is that almost 1,000 people a day are moving away from liberal states to conservative states. People are leaving New York, Illinois, Connecticut, New Jersey, Kansas, New Mexico in droves, all blue states. North Dakota, Nevada, South Carolina, Florida, Arizona, Texas, Colorado are all gaining in population, all red states, except Colorado, which is a purple state, but you can't tell because all the smoke. Now, the result of all this moving is that the economic centers of power are changing. Billions of dollars of income are leaving the blue states and moving to the southern and western states, and it's also changing the face of political power. Now, liberals like Paul Krugman try to explain away the data by saying that people are just leaving cold weather for warmer weather. But that's not true. People are leaving California in droves, 1 million last year, and the weather there is great. The Economist also writes that families and businesses are hightailing out of blue states, which have high pro-union work rules, high minimum wage laws, high taxes on the rich, green energy policies, and generous welfare benefits. People are voting with their feet against liberal politics. I don't know if that's the case, because when they get to where they're moving, they still vote liberal Democrat, right? That's the only drawback to these Yankees moving south.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Have you still not refinanced your mortgage? Well, soon you may be kicking yourself in the head. Hi, I'm Wesley Hogan with Westland Financial, and interest rates have gone up recently and will continue to rise, but they're still at historical lows. So don't delay. Let us lower your monthly payment, consolidate a first and second, pay off other debt, or drop you into a 15-year loan with no closing costs. That's right. Nothing's rolled into your loan. We'll pay for your appraisal, title, underwriting, settlement fee, everything. Do not miss out on this historic opportunity. Whether it's a purchase or refinance, you'll pay no closing costs. You won't spend a dime. Think about it. All it takes is a five-minute phone call to find out how we can save you hundreds or even thousands of dollars a year. And by the way, Westland Financial now is proud to offer reverse mortgages for our clients over 62.
Call Westland Financial today at 1-800-431-2765. That's 1-800-431-2765. 1-800-431-2765. 1-800-431-2765. And MLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
Howdy, this is Jason Bienski with BCR Realty. The real estate market is booming. Real estate inventory is low, and we are now experiencing a seller's market. Now is the best time to sell your home, rentals, land, or commercial properties with an agent that has over 20 years of real estate experience and effectively marketing properties by getting you top dollar in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Bienski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
AMCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 135 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. AMCO's insurance specialists have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31, 68 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Preferred Living. We work where you live. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The process of how the city of Bryan will address development of residential, commercial, industrial, and recreational areas over the next 25 years is underway. Consultants hired by the city council have started meeting with several groups. Project manager Wendy Chabay invites residents and business people to complete an online survey.
There's some, you know, multiple choice top questions on that where people can tell us what they think, but then there's also some open-ended questions as well where they can give us some feedback.
The comprehensive plan takes into account Blinn College's new West Campus at FM 2818 and Leonard Road.
There's a lot of that area is undeveloped over there, and so we're looking more specifically at that area, what it could be in more detail.
The city's planning administrator, Martin Zimmerman, says a new master parks plan will allow them to apply for matching state grants.
That's one of the things that we've not been able to do because our plan expired so long ago. And so that's a very exciting component there. There's a lot of matching grant opportunities for parks, amenities, trails, whatever it may be.
On our website at WTAW.com is a link to Bryan's online survey. The City of Bryan and the Texas Department of Transportation will spend a combined $5.3 million on two projects. The city has announced receiving two TxDOT grants. One will install streetlights along Boonville Road from the freeway to Harvey Road, which was sought to benefit pedestrians and bicyclists using miles of sidewalks. The other project builds sidewalks along South College from Villa Maria to Brookside, add a bicycle lane on Cavett from Villa Maria to Brookside, and build a 12-foot hike and bike path along College from Brookside to Hensel Park. City officials say construction could start by the end of next year. The combined total of TxDOT money is $3.7 million, while the city is picking up the $1.6 million cost for designing both projects. Bryan-based St. Joseph Health System has a new chief executive. Rick Knapper starts November 2nd as market manager for the system's five hospitals, two long-term care facilities, more than 20 clinics, and 100 employed providers. Knapper moves here from Chattanooga, Tennessee, where he was the chief operating officer for the local Catholic Health Initiative's healthcare system. CHI purchased St. Joseph's last November. If you purchase an all-terrain vehicle or another gas-powered product from Tractor Supply Company between 2006 and 2009, it could be failing federal clean air requirements. TSC has reached a settlement with the EPA and the Justice Department, where it pays a fine of $775,000. Officials determined 28,000 off-road vehicles, motorcycles, and small engines were imported from China using EPA certificates for less polluting models. The Turf Grass Producers of Texas have signed a license agreement with Texas A&M for a new variety of St. Augustine grass. TamStar was the leading performer in its five-state evaluation program with high drought tolerance and disease resistance. State Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller says nature has slowed the release process.
Originally, they were going to release it, you know, this fall, but because we had such a wet year, probably not going to have any until next spring.
The turf grass producers hold the rights to the grass in Texas and will sublicense it to the members of the St. Augustine Research Group at A&M. Texas A&M football's SEC home opener this Saturday means additional traffic in the Twin Cities. College Station Mayor Nancy Berry says the new location of the Get to the Grid shuttle bus running between Momentum Plaza and Kyle Field has been well received the first two home games.
Well, I think it's been well advertised that Momentum Bank is now the place to park as opposed to the mall, and people have been doing that, and the bus shuttle service is working well. And we haven't had problems leaving the stadium, but they've been blowouts. And so if this is a game that goes to the end, we'll really test the system.
The mayor says the city staff will continue to enforce illegal parking off campus, particularly in residential neighborhoods where vehicles are not allowed in yards. At Stephen F. Austin State University, a professor and interim department chairman was arrested, then suspended, and ordered to stay off campus following charges of possessing child pornography on a work computer.
The university says they called police after finding child porn images on a server used by the business college. Now, Dr. Michael Stroop is charged with possessing child pornography, but the university says there's no evidence the illegal images involve students. Dr. Stroop also served as the interim chairman of the Department of Economics and Finance. Now he's suspended without pay until the investigation is done. Kelly Weiss, TSN News.
On the last day of the federal government's fiscal year, Congress scrambled again to approve another continuing resolution. Congressman Bill Flores says the House had to overcome roadblocks created by the Senate.
We don't like using this procedural tool, but the Senate sometimes doesn't give you any option. I mean, they voted on this thing yesterday and didn't even give us the courtesy of sending it to us last night. We don't get it until this morning. So we've got between the time we get it this morning and midnight.
Another vote from Flores yesterday was legislation requiring victims of terrorism supported by Iranians to be paid before the president can remove economic sanctions.
Iranians have been supporting Hamas and Hezbollah for decades. And those organizations have killed dozens of Americans, and there are $43 billion in judgments against the Iranians for their support of these terrorist activities that haven't been paid. And so what this bill says is that the president cannot lift the sanctions against Iran, the economic sanctions, until such time as those judgments have been satisfied.
Flores says more information is available on his Facebook and Twitter accounts. WTAW News Time is 7:37 at 68 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Preferred Living. More news coming up at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate, we believe that when you search for a home, your experience online should be as personalized as your experience in the real world. Your decision to call a house home goes beyond the number of bedrooms, baths, and price. Now you can also search by commute time, schools, neighborhoods, parks, public transit, and other things important to your lifestyle. Welcome to the friendliest search in real estate, bhgliving.com.
You don't do something often, you get kind of tense because you may not be too good at it, may not know exactly what to do. David Gardner says, come on in to see us. Let us show you what we have. If you know what you're looking for, that's great. We'll show you what your choices are. Within your budget, yep, can do that. If you want to have something that has a certain look to it, some sort of certain design to it, or if you have absolutely no idea. David makes sure that he's got experts to help you, ask you the right questions so that you can come up with a great purchase, because there's nothing better than going out of a store with just the right item. Are you one of those guys who shops well ahead of time? I know, we don't, do we? But if you do, they can manufacture a piece of jewelry for you, David Gardner's. Actually, do the metal foundries in the back, and you see the jeweler's bench when you walk in. So whether it's something that's been created right there at the store, whether it's a David Gardner design that's been around for decades, or it's another jewelry designer, all that's there, plus Rolex watches and authorized Rolex service. David Gardner's 911 University.
You want a doctor who goes above and beyond to meet your needs. A doctor who provides same-day appointments so you don't have to wait when you're sick. A doctor who knows listening and responding is the key to a strong relationship. St. Joseph Physicians are caring, convenient, connected, and responsive. Well, beyond your expectations. Request an appointment today. Call 979-774-2121 or visit us online. St. Joseph, expert care, closer to home.
Hey there, it's 740. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios, paging services. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
Cooling trend in our forecast as high pressure continues to push cooler air down from the north. Lots of sunshine today. It'll be 85 to 90 through the afternoon. Clear to partly cloudy and more comfortable tonight, 60 to 65. Tomorrow we'll see sunshine along with temperatures between 80 and 85. It should be clear tomorrow night. Lows will drop down to about 55 to 60. Sunny and 80 to 85 during the day on Saturday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
It should build confidence in this entire football team.
I asked Coach Chavis following the Arkansas game, because they get the overtime win, if that would help the defense, and that was his response. We'll hear more from Coach Chavis in a little bit with sports. We also got an update on Major League Baseball and more. We'll do it for you here in about 10 minutes.
All right, so here you go. Here's your tech geek zoid whatever. Intel Security has released its annual list of the most dangerous celebrities to search online.
Oh.
These are the celebrities that are most likely to have malicious software attached to their names. CBS News says bad guys often use celebrities and then they attach terms like free MP3, HD download, or torrent to trick people into downloading the files, which of course turn out to be a bad thing. So here you go. Here are your top celebrities. Betty White.
What?
Seriously. 14% of the links in a search for her are dangerous. Number 7 is Amy Schumer. Number 6 is Katy Perry. Number 5 is Jay-Z. Number 4 is Britney Spears. Number 3 is Usher. I mean, out of those, which one doesn't belong?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's right. Number 2 is Luke Bryan, the country star, a ripe target for cyber attackers. Musicians in general are popular because people are looking for free songs, not really looking for free malware. But number 1 is EDM DJ Armin van Buuren.
Hmm.
I don't even know who that is, but I said it like I knew. Okay.
Heard his music.
All right. Anyhow, unseated Jimmy Kimmel, who was number 1 last year. Jimmy is number 26 this year. What does that say to you?
Oh, no.
Yeah. So work on that, Jimmy. Okay. All right. The question that has been bothering us forever
would be...
Animal rights. Do animals actually have rights? If you ever hear Princess Michael of Kent? Me neither. But she's a bit more famous now that she has claimed that animals don't have rights because they don't pay taxes.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Man.
The outspoken royal told an audience at a literary festival that despite being an animal lover, she did not believe that they had rights, as only you have rights because you pay your taxes, she said. They don't have bank accounts. They don't vote. We have obligations. We have obligations to animals. But to say they have rights, they don't have rights. That's you only really, have rights if you pay taxes.
It's going to really upset the poor.
It is, as a matter of fact.
Who don't have rights because they don't pay taxes.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That was literally the first thing I thought of too, Patrick.
So we'll see how that works. Sad story here. Car crash kills two, but for an unexpected reason. Police in northern Mexico say two people died in a car crash because the airbags have been replaced with bricks of cocaine.
Oh, my gosh.
Wowzers.
The passenger side airbag compartment apparently being used to smuggle 55 pounds of cocaine. The driver's side apparently did deploy. The police recovered 23 packages of cocaine from the car after it crashed.
Did it belong to the occupants?
You know, I don't know.
I feel terrible if it was hidden by there by scurrilous people.
Okay, polystyrene, styrofoam, right? It's a scourge. There's so many scourges out there. Researchers have found a way to handle the 33 million tons of plastic dumped each year in the U.S.
That's a lot considering how light it is.
Exactly. Mealworms.
Oh.
A team from Stanford and China's Brown University found that beetle larvae stay perfectly healthy eating just styrofoam.
What?
Which is normally considered non-biodegradable. Now, how did you find that out? And you talk about The new phone books are in, men. I mean, wouldn't you be a researcher running down the hall saying, look at this? Did you leave something from your fast food place overnight and the mealworms got in there
and started munching
on it?
Oh, look at that. They got a picture of the mealworms just crawling in and out.
But again, did that happen by accident? Or did they decide, let's try mealworms to eat the styrofoam? Better still, the worms convert the plastic to CO2.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
Global warming.
And waste that's safe to use as soil for crops.
Really?
Yes.
So
mealworm
they
poop.
Compost?
Yeah. So does that mean it's organic? See what I'm saying?
Hey, McDonald's can go back to having the Big Mac in their styrofoam container.
I just, you know, you're exactly right. That's the first thing I thought is, you know, that all the fast food places are going, mm-hmm. Whoopee, we can do this all over again. This will be a good thing.
I might have to start a mealworm farm.
So,
oh my gosh.
No, that's okay. That's good. That's looking for, that's the American way after all,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
You know, find some opportunity out there.
How do we take your trash and let me make money
exactly,
off it?
Make money out of it. And what, do you stack up your styrofoam and the city comes and picks it up and they take it to the mealworm farm?
I'm thinking chomp, 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 chomp.
Just saying. How about Whole Paycheck Foods? Excuse me. I didn't say that, did I?
Yeah, you did, but it's okay.
Apparently, they were dealing with prisons that were growing stuff for them. Did you hear about that?
No, that sounds like a good idea on the surface.
Well, yeah, it does. Let me see. There was a Fox had a little story, I think, on it that, yeah, here we go.
Locally sourced.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. So it makes us all feel better. Here we go.
Whole Foods sold tilapia and goat cheese produced through a Colorado inmate program at some stores since at least 2011. But that's about to change. The company saying the product should be out of its stores by April 2016, if not sooner. A company spokesman saying Whole Foods had sourced the products through the inmate program because it was a way to help people get back on their feet and eventually become contributing members of society.
Right.
But says they decided to end the practice because some customers were uncomfortable with it. Michael Allen, a prison reform advocate, said Whole Foods informed him of the change after he organized a protest at one of their stores in Houston last weekend. He says they were trying to enhance their profit off poor people.
Who will never be able to shop at their store.
Right.
Wait, no. I mean, if they're working, ideally, they're not being poor people anymore because they're getting money.
I would agree. They are providing a product or service that is readily available now through the Whole Paycheck stores. Hey, here's a good Chamber of Commerce story. A video crew taping near a prominent We Love Houston sign has been robbed.
Oh, no.
Oh, my goodness.
But the suspect's image was captured on a camera. Houston police seeking a gunman who held up the crew yesterday, stealing $15,000 worth of equipment. The colorful We Love Houston sign near I-10 was done by an artist named David Addicks and includes a heart that stands for the word love. So a couple of people with Cut 2 Creative Productions say the crew shooting a video to promote Houston real estate when a man approached, says the robber wearing a T-shirt stole two high-end professional cameras plus the equipment. Nobody hurt. The crew's GoPro camera, which was stolen but recovered later, recorded the robber's image. They've posted that up on Facebook. Do you know this guy? He robbed us.
It's right there.
Yeah, while we were we're doing a video about how wonderful it was to live in Houston.
Howdy, Brazos Valley. This is Chuck Morrow. For 11 years in a row, Brazos Valley Floor and Design has been voted best of the Brazos by you. That's because we stand by what we sell. We offer the best warranties in the business, including a no-questions-asked guarantee. And with over 1 million square feet of flooring in our warehouse, our selection and prices can't be beat. Come by our showroom and see for yourself what makes Brazos Valley Floor and Design the best in College Station off Welborn Road across from Rock Prairie.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
What can the game of tennis teach parents who have teens at home? It comes down to one word: endurance. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. A 2010 record-setting Wimbledon match provides the perfect example for parents. American John Isner and Frenchman Nicolas Mahut squared off on opening day for their first round match. Now, a match usually lasts 2 or 3 hours, but to everyone's surprise, by the time darkness overtook the court that first day, there was still no winner. So the men returned for a second day, and again play dragged on. But it didn't end there. Believe it or not, the match continued into a staggering third day. After nearly 11 hours of exhausting tennis, it became clear the victor would not be the player with the best forehand or the strongest serve. According to one sports writer, it boiled down to this one question: who would falter, even for a split second, on a solitary stroke, enough to finally turn control of things one way or the other? Who would wilt first? When the dust settled, Isner squeaked out a victory. Oftentimes, parenting a teenager who's striving for independence can be an equally tiring scenario. But the question moms and dads face is the same: who will wilt first? Teenagers are notorious for testing family boundaries. It's important that a parent's love and strength outlast those challenges. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
I've always liked anything that rolls, explodes, and makes noise.
Jay Leno's back with a new show about the rides that move us.
It is more than just about cars. It's about style. It's about the personalities, why people like cars. It's about the way vehicles make you feel.
Every car has a story, and everybody has a story about their car.
It's not just about fancy cars. It's about vehicles that touch a nerve.
Jay Leno's Garage, series premiere Wednesday, October 7th at 10.
It's having a story that goes with the car.
CNBC.
With KudaSign, paperless e-signing is a no-brainer for any business that requires legally binding signatures fast. That's because KudaSign offers everything you should expect from an electronic signature solution for just $1 per month. KudaSign cuts document turnaround time as much as 90%, thanks in part to its number one rated mobile app. And KudaSign's secure cloud stores documents for on-demand tracking and retrieval. Get KudaSign now for just $1 per month. Go to KudaSign.com. That's KudaSign.com.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Visiting Angels. It is 7:51. Just a few more days till 14th-ranked Texas A&M holds its SEC home opener against number 21 Mississippi State. The Aggs opened up conference play last Saturday with a 28-21 win over Arkansas. I got to ask defensive coordinator John Chavis how a tough win like that one over the Razorbacks would help his defense.
It should build confidence in this entire football team, and that's what winning does. You know, it's you take that away from that game. Yeah, there's a lot of things that we got to correct, but the one thing is, you know, our team knows how to win. They know how to fight, and you know, I told him yesterday, you know, when we went through the mistakes, we got all the negatives out of the way, and there were, you know, a few of those, but I told him, hey, your will to win was so important in that football game, and it showed. It showed big in the fourth quarter, and it showed big in overtime.
Before coming to A&M last spring, Chief spent 5 years as the defensive coordinator at LSU, so he's pretty familiar with Mississippi State's quarterback Dak Prescott.
Well, you better tackle him when he's got the ball, that's for sure. But now he's an outstanding athlete. He runs the ball extremely well. He throws the ball extremely well. So, you know, when you start looking at quarterbacks in terms of, you know, facing two guys back-to-back, and that was one of the issues even in last week's game. We let the quarterback run when we had someone sitting in the low hole that should have been there to clean it up on third down situations. But you can't give Prescott a lot of room. You got to play good tight coverage, make him make those tight throws, and then you got to account for him in the running game.
Chavis and the Aggies will have to figure out an answer for Prescott this Saturday when the two teams kick off at 6:30. Fan Zone broadcast with Tom and Scott starts at 3:30, and Dave and Dave take over for the pregame show at 5:30 right here on WTAW. Texas A&M middle blocker Jasmine Babers hit 765 with 14 kills and 11 attempts and added 8 blocks to lead A&M to a 3-set win over Auburn last night at Auburn Arena. With the win, the Aggs improved to 8-5 overall and sit in the SEC at 1-1. They'll head back to Reed Arena and host Ole Miss Sunday at 1 o'clock. In Major League Baseball, Adrian Beltre hit the first of Texas's 3 home runs as the AL West leading Rangers move closer to postseason play with a 6-2 win over the Detroit Tigers. Texas manager Jeff Banister said the guys have a championship attitude.
Well, I think you can't help but feel it. I also believe in the fact that these guys are in the now, players, no opportunity wasted. I believe they concentrate on right now, what's in going on right in front of their face, and they really don't get caught up in what's down the road. But I believe that it brings a sense of energy and a little added energy for us and some added focus.
The Rangers will have a chance to extend their lead, at least over the Angels tonight at 7:05 as L.A. is in town. Texas has a 2.5 game advantage over Houston in the AL West and 3 games in hand over the Angels. Colby Rasmus was clutch for the Astros last night.
That ball's fisted in on the hand, shallow left field, and that's going to dump in there. RBI single for Colby Rasmus on a broken bat, and the Astros go ahead 7-6 here in the seventh inning.
That broken bat single capped Houston's rally from a 3-run deficit, and the Astros beat the Mariners 7-6. Houston has the night off. They're in Arizona tomorrow. The U.S. National Soccer Hall of Fame will be making its way to Texas. The USSF says that Frisco Independent School District voted yesterday to approve an amendment to the Toyota Stadium lease agreement between Frisco Stadium LLC and the city of Frisco. The hall had previously been located in New York. 3-time Sprint Cup champion Tony Stewart will retire from NASCAR's top tier of racing after the 2016 season.
I think deep down you know when it's time to do something different, to make a change like this. So, it's kind of a bittersweet day. I mean, I'm excited about it, but at the same time, I'm sad about it as well. I mean, I love what I do with NASCAR, and I love what I do, as a driver.
He called the decision 100% his choice and said the only pressure he received was from those trying to talk him out of it. And that's your sports, brought to you by Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Home Care. For living assistant caregivers specializing in memory care, go to visitingangels.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Cruzy Village, Brenham's full-service retirement community, has active senior apartments ready for move-in. These spacious and updated apartments are for seniors 55 and over and are designed so you can enjoy life without worrying about all the hassles. Choose an all-inclusive plan that includes housekeeping, maintenance, meal plans, and linen service, or a plan that fits your lifestyle. Cruzy Village has move-in specials for September and October, so call 979-830-1996 to schedule a lunch tour today or visit online at cruzyvillage.org. Cruzy Village, retirement living at its best in beautiful Brenham.
Make the Chocolate Gallery part of your game day tradition. All season long, the Chocolate Gallery serves football-themed cookies, tailgate desserts, and chocolates with officially licensed Texas A&M decorations, perfect for tailgates and game-watching parties. And here's a sweet idea. If you're riding the game day shuttle from downtown Bryan, plan extra time to stop by the Chocolate Gallery before and after the game. Voted best chocolates in the Brazos Valley 2 years in a row. The Chocolate Gallery, 211 North Main Street in downtown Bryan.
Howdy, Brazos Valley. This is Chuck Morrow. For 11 years in a row, Brazos Valley Floor and Design has been voted best of the Brazos by you. That's because we stand by what we sell. We offer the best warranties in the business, including a no-questions-asked guarantee. And with over 1 million square feet of flooring in our warehouse, our selection and prices can't be beat. Come by our showroom and see for yourself what makes Brazos Valley Floor and Design the best in College Station off Welborn Road across from Rock Prairie.
Gear up for fall at Sioux Falls Prater Equipment with a new John Deere Gator utility vehicle. Designed with extreme off-road performance and the ultimate in work capability, John Deere Gators are ideal for the sportsman who hunts, fishes, trail rides, or needs work done around their property. For a limited time, get 3.9% financing for 72 months and up to $800 off select models. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and equipment at prices you can afford. Visit cptractor.com. Offer ends October 30th, 2015, subject to approved revolving credit with John Deere Financial. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. A judge has tossed a $10 million defamation lawsuit from the drowsy Yankee fan who sued ESPN for mocking him on the air when he fell asleep in his seat during a home game. Andy Rector, not the announcer, a used car salesman, had claimed that ESPN announcers Dan Shulman and former Major Leaguer John Kirk defamed him by showing his image and talking about the dead-to-the-world nap that he was taking in the 2014 Yankees-Red Sox game. The judge agreed that the announcers did marvel at his ability to sleep through a standing ovation that followed a home run and made passing comparisons to the sleeping man's girth and that of Mr. Kirk, who's not Crook, who's not a small person either. But anyhow.
The George Bush Presidential Library.
Yeah, really? Okay. Anyway, he's on camera for a total of 31 seconds.
That's a long shot.
It is a long shot. But again, I guess they had a lot they wanted to say about him.
Well, there was nothing else going on.
Yeah, that's also true that happened.
Well, let's see. A home run, pitching change, probably.
Yeah. problems for a bunch of cheerleaders at a high school in lovely, picturesque Post Falls, Idaho, where the school district says they won't allow the girls to wear short skirts without leggings or sweatpants under the skirts.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, the uniform skirts are not suited for climbing stairs or sitting. An administrator said the school dress code is that skirts should not be shorter than mid-thigh. But the rules weren't applying to the cheerleaders until this year, until some of the girls' bottoms sometimes became visible.
Uh-oh!
That's right. The school's director of programs and instruction says we cannot have anatomy showing. I mean, at some point, cheerleaders have always had shorter skirts, right?
Yes.
So, I mean, the dress code has to take that into account, I would think.
Yes.
Okay. Weather brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Looks pretty okay out there. Look for a high temperature today, maybe 90. And then that's the last time we'll hit 90 for the next 5 or 6 days, it looks like. It's 70 right now. WTAW College Station, Brian W.